I suspect that men haven't changed much since the days of Paul. We still have to be goaded into praying as we should. Let's face it, prayer is not a Christian man's greatest strength. Not that we have all that many strengths anyway, but prayer is definitely not one of them. We know that Paul commands us to pray without ceasing and to pray about everything, but men today, as probably at Paul's day, are so far from that ideal that they don't really take that exhortation seriously. They can't see themselves praying like this, and so they conclude, Paul's probably just speaking in hyperbole here. His instruction is more a bit of pious rhetoric than a serious call to a prayerful life. But the fact is, prayer is to our spiritual lives as breathing is to our physical lives. In order to participate in physical existence, we have to breathe. Breathing is so fundamental to being that we must do it continually. We do it so continually, in fact, that most of the time we don't even think about it. When we have trouble breathing or can't catch our breath, we don't just not breathe. Rather, we redouble our efforts to breathe because we know that not to breathe is not to exist. Breathing is not so much something we do as something we are. Men exist. So men breathe. Prayer is to our spiritual lives as breathing is to our physical lives. If you're not breathing, you're dead. If you're not praying,